Blackstone Audio presents The Lost Dogs. Michael Vick's Dogs and Their Tale of Rescue and Redemption by Jim Gorant. For Karen. Introduction. An article I wrote about the Michael Vick Dogs appeared on the cover of the December 29, 2008 issue of Sports Illustrated. In the weeks after, the magazine received almost 488 letters and emails about the story and the dog pictured on the cover, the most we got in response to any issue for that entire year. By an overwhelming majority, the letters were supportive, but there were some detractors. My greatest fear was a flood of complaints from people with friends or loved ones that had been injured or lost to pit bull attacks, but there were remarkably few of those. Most of the complainers fell into two groups. The first asked, "What does this have to do with sports?" A fair question if you take the narrowest view of the subject. If all you want from your subscription are games and players and straight-up analysis, then that's a legitimate gripe. I would argue, however, that what defines Sports Illustrated and has set it apart for more than 50 years are well-told stories that attempt to put sports into a larger perspective, to offer a deeper and broader view of how the people and events in question reflect and contribute to the larger social and moral makeup of our society. To each his own, I suppose. The second complaint was more troubling. In its simplest incarnation, it usually went something like this. Why does it matter? They're just...